Magic the Gathering Star Trek Beginner Buying Guide. Every box, commander deck, and collector choice. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Using PuzzleWiki's affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. The beginner box is the best first purchase for two new players. Buy one regular commander deck if you already know Magic and your group plays commander. Draft Night serves a four-person event. Play boosters are for drafting and set exploration. Collector boosters, all Surge Foil Commander decks, Scene Boxes, and the Beam Me Up bundle are premium collecting routes, not required upgrades. The Observation Lounge door is closed, the stars are behaving, and I have placed every tempting box where we can look at it without anyone shouting scarcity into the room. Sit beside me. We are going to choose what your first night should feel like. Then buy the smallest object that can make it happen. This is an editorial research guide built from Wizards of the Coast product information checked September 13, 2026. Exact product identities and independent consumer safeguards. It does not claim hands-on access to an unreleased set. The wardrobe is a little bolder than usual. The evidence is not. Which Magic Star Trek product should you buy? Buy the beginner box when two people need to learn Magic. Buy one commander deck when your real group already plays commander. Choose draft night when exactly four people want a self-contained opening event. Buy play boosters to draft or explore the set. Treat collector boosters, scene boxes, premium commander decks, and the Beam Me Up bundle as collecting choices. Those products share a starfield, not a job description. The useful buying question is what should happen after the seal breaks. If the answer is learn a Ring 1 deck, host 4 people, or collect a specific treatment, the right box becomes much easier to name. Wizards lists November 13, 2026 as release day. Contents and announced treatments are verifiable now. Actual pull frequency, singles value, metagame position, and long-term scarcity are not. Yumi says, come closer. The labels are tiny, the boxes are beautiful, and only one of them needs to come home with you tonight. Beginner box or commander deck. Two very different first nights. The beginner box is the honest starting point for two people who do not yet know the rhythm of untap, draw, main phase, and combat. It exists to teach. A commander deck assumes you understand the shared rules and are joining a multiplayer format with a 100-card singleton deck. If you are brand new and your friends say, just buy a pre-con, we will teach you. That can work. But ask them to play an unmodified pre-con level table. Learning Magic, while three experienced decks perform tax law at warp speed, is not hospitality. If you already know Magic and your regular table plays Commander, skip the teaching box unless you want it for another learner. One exact deck is enough. Keep the list unchanged for three games, know which cards stall in hand, then change a small number with evidence. Yumi says, I prefer first dates with rules support. The beginner box explains itself. A commander pod expects conversation. How to choose among the four commander decks Wizards announced Federation fleet. We are the Borg landing party and a fourth commander route as separate playable decks. Alongside premium all Surge Foil collector's editions. Do not choose from one preview card or the loudest faction name. Wait for complete lists. Then compare commander plan, color identity, mana quality, removal, card draw, and the kind of table story the deck creates. The regular deck and its collector's edition should share a rules identity while offering different presentation. The premium version is not required to play. Surge Foil changes finish, not what the rules text does. Hot take. Buying all four before you have one commander night scheduled is not preparation. It is a very attractive scheduling problem. Yumi says, pick the captain whose plan you want to repeat for 2 hours. The uniform is lovely, but the engine runs the ship. Draft Night versus Play Boosters. Draft Night is a planned social event. Play Boosters are the raw material. The packaged event makes sense when four players want the pick-two format, and the host values one coherent purchase. A Play Booster display makes more sense when a larger group already has lands, pairings, and a draft plan. Before opening, settle ownership. Are drafted cards kept by the drafter returned to the buyer or rarely drafted? There is no universal moral answer. There is only the answer that everyone heard before the premium card appeared. Neither route creates a tuned constructed deck. Draft decks are temporary event decks. A sealed pile may inspire a future build, but inspiration is not 60 legal coherent cards. Yumi says, agree who keeps the shiny card before anyone opens it. Desire is charming. Surprise property law is less so. Bundle, Beam Me Up Bundle and Scene Boxes. The standard bundle is the practical sampler, boosters, lands and useful table material. The Beam Me Up Bundle is a premium collector object. Scene Boxes are display-led products built around connected card art. None of these should be mistaken for the cleanest way to teach two people or arrive at Commander with a complete deck. Choose a Scene Box because you want that scene. Choose the premium bundle because its exact contents delight you, even if no card appreciates. Choose the standard bundle when opening a manageable portion of the set is the evening. A product with more nouns is not automatically a better value. Count only the contents you would have chosen separately. Yumi says, a premium bundle should make you smile before the price chart loads. Otherwise, it is just a larger box asking for attention. Are Star Trek Collector boosters worth it? Wizards highlights Surge Foil LCARS cards, Klingon script cards, stardates, iconic lands, and other treatments. That is a presentation promise, not a profit promise. Collector boosters are worth considering when the opening and the treatment hunt are the entertainment. Your budget is fixed, and you would still enjoy the cards if the resale chart disappoints. They are poor tools for acquiring one named card and worse tools for learning magic. If you can name the card you want, compare the single. If you want the suspense itself, price the suspense honestly. Have sleeves and rigid protection ready for exceptional pulls, but do not perform destructive authenticity tests. Clear seller records, clean handling, and neutral light photographs are calmer forms of evidence. Yumi says, I like a little suspense. I simply refuse to let a foiled packet whisper that it has a retirement plan for us. A pre-order discipline for an unreleased set pre-order, only the product whose job is already clear. Save the product page. Confirm cancellation terms. Check that the seller and language match. And compare the final deck list or contents when Wizards publishes them. Do not turn temporarily unavailable into proof of permanent scarcity. Release week attention can be intense and still tell you nothing about 6 month value. The correct evidence changes over time. Official contents first, actual opening data after release, tournament results after legal play, and long-term supply only after the market has had time to become boring. The best pre-order is often one box plus permission to wait. Yumi says, you may want it badly. That is information about you, not yet information about supply. Build one excellent Star Trek game night for the beginner box. Begin with a clean table and the included teaching material. For Commander, add 100 opaque standard size sleeves and a box that fits the chosen sleeving method. For drafted or collected cards, use penny sleeves for sorting, rigid protection only for isolated cards, and a binder when a real collection exists. A themed playmat is wonderful when the art earns the space. A premium travel bag is wonderful when you travel. Neither should outrank the playable product. The store below leads with exact Star Trek release products, then offers premium protection, archive and transport alternatives with a reason to buy and a reason to skip. My last rule is personal. Leave one chair open for the curious person who did not think this hobby was for them. That is how a collection becomes a table. Yumi says, the loveliest accessory is an empty chair beside you and a deck that does not punish the person brave enough to sit down. Final verdict. Buy a teaching product to learn, a regular Commander deck to play Commander and boosters only when randomness is the activity. Premium finishes can be gorgeous. They do not make the rules text stronger. Yumi's recommendation is deliberately restrained. One clear mission, one matching product, one excellent first night. You can always return to the stars after the table tells you what it wants. Frequently asked questions. When does Magic: The Gathering Star Trek release? Wizards of the Coast lists November 13, 2026. What should a beginner buy from Magic Star Trek? Two new players should start with the beginner box. A player joining an existing commander group should choose one regular commander deck. Our Star Trek collector boosters needed to play. Number they are randomized premium treatment products, not a complete deck or a rules upgrade. What is the difference between a regular and collector edition commander deck? The announced collector editions emphasize all surge foil presentation. Premium finish does not make identical rules text stronger. Should I pre-order every commander deck? Number compare complete lists. Choose the play pattern you want and start with one deck for the table you actually have.